a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Calls are starting to line up here on the program. Let's take one now. Doug in Texas, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment on the caller earlier's remarks about the depopulation plan and eugenics in general. And I think that what he's missing, the point is that, you know, yeah, we're eating more food than we have, you know, currently, and there is a huge population, but at the same time, we have plenty of food. It's just unfortunate that we're using food now, like corn, for ethanol, and using it to really control the amount of food that's produced each year. And so, I mean, there's so many viable solutions to power, you know, from growing hemp, I mean, you name it, that's suppressed by government. That's what really creates the problem. And then the solution is that basically the state decides who lives and who dies.
Yeah, yeah. Michael, your comments.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, you're talking about the whole corn situation. And I mean, really, I mean, there could be a lot of different technologies. And as we were talking about a few days ago, you know, we're still using the same technologies you know, that we've been using for the past 40, 50 years now. And, I mean, there's a lot of viable, you know, technologies out there that could help with our food supply. The only thing is that we're not looking into it. You know, our government's more concerned about, you know, these appeasement politics like abortion and gay rights and such, and not even looking into these technologies.
Well, I mean, you've got technologies like hydroponics. There's another technology where there's gel that's moisture laden, and you basically plant something in there and it just grows like the Dickens. You bring this stuff and raise more food, say, in greenhouses. You have growing seasons that are year round, as opposed to, say, one or two, you know, growing seasons a year. I mean, there are things that we can do if we will just stop and do them, as opposed to worrying about, you know, what we eat, whether or not it's poisonous or not from China.
Sure, I mean, there's a, you know, they consistently talk about the current or the need for fresh water, and we've been able to take salt water, you know, ocean water, and turn it into fresh potable water for many years. Navy ships do it. That's how they get all their fresh water. They don't take on fresh water; they create it through salinity. And so, you know, the problem really is that all of these utility districts are getting privatized. And it's a control mechanism. And the fact of the matter is it's that bad people would head these boards that get to decide who lives and who dies. And they do have, I mean, a lot of people that head these type of eugenics programs. And you just look into their history, and these people are Nazis. And they definitely do have a master race in mind. And that's the problem. I mean, I agree that we need a solution to populations, you know, but if there was a free market in economics and land...
Doug, hold right there, Doug. We got to grab a break. I'll hold you over for the break. Hey, back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere. Back around the corner.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul!
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Sitting here listening to James Brown, I Got Soul, because I'm super bad. I just brought to mind Ike Turner died today. The age of 76, credited with creating the first rock and roll record back in 1951. But Ike Turner dead at the age of 76. More and more, every time my kids listen to me, I'm in here listening to music, and they hear me listening. Dad, is that guy alive? No, sorry, it's dead. He's dead. That seems to be how it is. More and more of my musical heroes are dead. We're talking tonight with Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org. We're talking about technology, and we've kind of gotten into, population and the food supply. And I think we lost Doug in Texas. He was on a cell phone. I think he dropped off. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the program.
How you doing tonight?
Well, we're doing good. How are you, Gary?
Well, whenever I give up that bumper music, it's enough to wake an old man out of a deep sleep and speak on the radio. It's got to be damn good.
Well, we're going to bring in some Montavani next week for everybody who's asleep and listening.
You know, I was talking to an old man. He's about he's about as old as my father would be if he were still alive. And we were talking, and he said, you know what the problem with this country is? I said, no, I know there's a lot of problems, but what is your expectations or opinions? He said the fatality rate of politicians and law enforcement is far too low. That's all I'm going to say. Would you care to comment on that?
Well, yeah, I certainly think that our expectations of politicians are extremely too low. I mean, look at what we've let them get away with, and we just keep sending them back thinking, okay, you're doing a great job there. Because remember, we're not supposed to talk about religion in politics. And
well,
so we just keep so there are no expectations for them because we know they're all crooks. But we just keep sending them back.
I think the old man was right. He's 20 years older than I was.
Oh, he's spot on. Gary, Michael, you got comment?
Well, yeah. I mean, our leaders are not chosen by us. They're chosen for us. And that's what the real deal is.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the NSA and the FBI will be down here knocking on my door soon. Black helicopters in the whole nine yards. I don't really give a rat's ass. I'm too old, and by the time they stick a needle in my arm, I'll be dead anyway.
Yeah. Well, let's hope not there, Gary, because we got to keep Fort Defiance manned.
Yeah, we'd definitely be commandant of Fort Defiance. Talk to you later.
All right, Gary, you have a great night. Bye-bye. Airline from the chat room, you're on line three. Welcome to the program.
I just want to call in. I'm brand new to what's going on here, and it's a little bit scary, but I like it.
Well, very cool. I'm glad you're listening, and glad you found the Midnight Rider chat room tonight. And what's on your mind tonight? Anything in particular?
Yeah, just critical mass. You know, I really feel like, you know, society's right at critical mass. And as far as technology goes, you know, we better hammer down. And I think people need to do more, you know, for themselves as far as producing what they can, electricity, you know, produce, anything really. I really feel like people in the city are going to miss out when it comes down. They're going to, you know, people with an acre, people with 20 acres are going to be in the catbird seat because they'll definitely have the possibility to provide for themselves. And, you know, if we don't get a hold on what's going down right now, you know, horses and guns may trade better than the dollar before too long. If you know, and it's a little bit scary. Like I said, I'm brand new to it, but, you know, I'm starting to see what's going on, and it's definitely a scary thing.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it takes a while to get used to continually looking at this information. And there are still days, and I'm sure Michael will agree with me, that you look at this stuff and you see what their ultimate plan is for us. And there are days you really just have to step away from it, because if you don't, you will go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hitting that point right now where I've kind of submerged myself into the other side of, you know, the media, to where I'm looking at things that aren't getting reported. And
right.
For years, you know, I listened to Hannity and Combs and Limbaugh, and I was watching CNN, and I thought I was on top of it. I thought I had a clear picture of what's going on, and, you know, I think probably like a lot of people do, you know, before you get that kind of exposure, you know, you fool yourself into
yeah,
a sense of security. And it's definitely a big deal. And I find myself wondering why there isn't a bigger voice in America for just what you guys are talking about right now.
Well, the voice is growing. I mean, our audiences are growing. More and more people are walking away from mainstream media. And I think Michael, you or your partner in crime, Doug, the other night on your radio program mentioned that NBC is having to pay advertisers back for low ratings.
Oh yes. I mean, there's a phrase in Latin, veritas odium pari, which means the truth will irritate you. You know, the truth will get you. I mean, and the fact is that the more you research this, and the more to find out that it's correct, the more that your paradigm gets blasted and you really understand what's going on. I've said many times that I really don't want to end up like Nietzsche getting thrown in the nut house because you find out what's really going on. But you're right. I mean, the mainstream media right now are losing numbers. People getting their information from the internet, you know, basically going to our sites, you know, and finding out what's going on. And one thing you should Google, which is Operation Mockingbird. And this is operation went on from the 50s on, basically, where you had CIA section chiefs in major media outlets basically dictating what gets told to the public and what doesn't.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's hard to turn around after spending an hour on the internet, you know, absorbing yourself in the scary things that they're not telling you about, like, you know, the bill, that 1955 bill and things like that, where they're moving legislation while you're watching American Idol.
Yeah.
And you don't want to watch American Idol because you're scared to death they're going to pass something, you know, across the couch and you're not going to see it happen. And that's really, it almost, you know, you feel like you need to almost allow yourself a certain amount of the day just to read legislation and the things that are moving while everybody else is watching American Idol. And that's pretty unsettling.
Well, I appreciate the call and thanks so much for listening. But Michael, again, we go back to technology that's being used to basically essentially manipulate and put to sleep an entire population.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, you know, what we really need to realize is that that right now is the prime purpose of using technology. You know, the technology is not being used to benefit mankind and to increase the food supply. The technology is being used basically to enslave us in this technocratic dark age, but at the same time, you know, through this so-called singularity movement to increase the lives of those who are called the so-called elite. So they enslave us, but yet they want to live, you know, they want to live forever, you know, so they can keep their eye on us.
Right. Just one more piece in the grid. Judith in Missouri, welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
Yeah, thank you. Monsanto was mentioned, but their most insidious plan wasn't mentioned, which is the non-generating seeds, so that Monsanto has a big, big program of seed distribution all over the world, and if their plants don't produce, seeds all over the world will be gone.
Right.
So this is a bad use of technology. Also, I would mention the NAIS program.
Indeed,
which is federal. The National Animal ID System. And it is a plot by the, you could call them wholesalers, the Tysons, the ADM, et cetera, to end the independent family farmers' production of livestock. And that's another bad use of technology because they're going to use the chips, the ID chips. And various states, I think about how many states now, 14 or so, have passed legislation against requiring NAIS.
Judith,
and that
can
be
right,
done.
Hold right there. I'm going to hold you over. Got a break here. And we'll come back and we'll talk more with Judith on the other side. We've got John in Iowa holding as well. We'll get to your call as well. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us here on the Midnight Rider. Back with more in 3 minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's also being simulcast, as usual, on the TruthNet Radio Network. We're also there every night. Also on KU Satellite, the big bird in the sky, 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth, in geosynchronous orbit, beaming down the message of freedom, liberty, and truth. Micro-broadcast operators with low-power FM stations all over the country. And thank you. I'm glad you're out there. People like CPR Radio in the chat room who put up these stations to beam out this message, to wake up their communities and help take this country back. Plus a growing number of licensed AM and FM stations all over the country picking up this broadcast and the broadcasts that take place here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And for that, I am very appreciative and glad and thankful for the hard work that you guys do as well. And for giving us a place on your radio station. Very, very important. Very, very cool. And glad to be here. We're talking tonight with Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org. And we've got Judith on the line from Missouri. And Judith, you were going into, as we headed to the break, you were talking 14 states now regarding the NAIS. Go ahead and pick up your thought there.
Yes. The NAIS, which is the National Animal Identification System, is a federal idea, but it's being picked up and implemented by the states. It can be stopped by the states. They just have to pass legislation against it so that people aren't coerced into it. If you want information about that, you can get it on the DerryBrownfield.com, which mm-hmm. is D-E-R-R-Y, Brownfield.com. And both he and I are Ron Paul supporters.
Well, good, and so am I.
And so am I.
Yes. Who wouldn't be?
Exactly. And Judith,
anybody
this really
sane?
Exactly. And Judith, this is really the final death knell to what's left of the family farmer. I mean, if you've got a chicken
yeah.
running around that you're grabbing a couple of eggs from a week on in your backyard, you've got to have this animal tagged.
Yes, it doesn't matter if you have one chickadee in a cage. You're going to have an NAIS chip and report. And it's very onerous. And the whole plot behind it seems to be that the big cattle handlers, big livestock handlers, want to know where every animal is so they can set the prices, they can control everything. They almost control it now, just a very little left. But if they get the NAIS, they can control it all.
Exactly. And the other thing, you know, Judith, this was born not out of legislation, but out of regulation in through the executive branch, through the USDA. And again, we've talked about this before in this program, whether it's with the FDA, with nutritional supplements, trying to regulate these companies out of business. Again, you've got the USDA coming, trying to regulate the family farmer out of business.
Yes, exactly. So that everything ends up in factory farms, factory lots, and basically nobody has any control over the prices anymore or the quantities or any other quality of it. The big corporations will control that amount of the food supply.
Yeah. Michael, you got comments?
Yeah, that's the whole thing is that, you know, it's not enough, you know, that the Verichip is trying to chip the human beings and monitor them and their biorhythms and such, but you know, we can't have our own cows, our own pigs, our own goats or whatever have you, and we live off our land. They want to make sure, you know, that they take out the small farmer and the families, you know, who want to live on their own. I mean, they want us basically to stay on the government teat and will do anything necessary to keep us on it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
When you were talking about Monsanto and DuPont, DuPont is the company who created that particular seed that will only grow in a certain situation. That so basically, if you buy some seeds at a store that are Monsanto or DuPont, they won't grow, you know, without a proper chemical. So you know, that's their plan. So you can't grow what you want. You can't have any animals that you want, you know, unless you abide by their regulations. So, you know, when the food gets high and dry, you're going to have to go to your loving government, and they'll have a plan for you.
Yeah,
well,
mostly.
There are more than one problem to this Monsanto seed thing. First of all, as I understand it, the Monsanto seed is designed not to produce seed. In other words, it won't germinate. So
right.
The farmers have no second crop available from the existing seed. Secondly, if the Monsanto farms fail, their seed farms fail, then where are we? We have no seeds anywhere in the
world.
They're
creating a doomsday seed vault.
Yes.
Which
you can Google.
Yeah, but they're not going to share that. Judah, thanks for the call. Great information. Back in a minute with more, the number 800-313-1450. 9443. You're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Tonight's program here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And attention, RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. Gosh, this has got to be the worst time of the year for you. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, then Arthalin, A-R-T-H-A-L-I-N, is here for you. Arthalin is a new but highly effective natural remedy. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to www.321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com. Or pick up the phone in the morning and call 815-259-4552 for details. We're talking tonight with Michael Vail. His website is thought-criminal.org. And we've been talking about technology. And we've gotten off into overpopulation, the food supply, and the technology that's being used to manipulate the types of seeds that we have. And I last heard that Monsanto and groups like this have at least 40%, Michael, of the seeds in existence, and they're creating these non-replenishing seeds, where in essence the plant, after it's born its fruit, doesn't go to seed.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is that, you know, we're talking about this whole doomsday vault that the Rockefellers, Monsanto, DuPont, and this other two groups and think tanks are building, is that they have already bought out, Monsanto and DuPont have already bought out many of the companies that provided seeds, you know, to many people around the world, and they're cornering the market. So what they're trying to do is take the regular seeds out of the market, bring in their own GMO seeds, and basically, if you're some farmer or such, or you're trying to grow your own crops at your home, you can't do anything with these seeds unless you basically abide by, you know, their regulations. So, I mean, really, it's taking food out of people's mouths.
Oh, almost certainly. And if you don't get a hold of these heirloom seeds and you intend to plant a garden and things go from bad to worse and you can't replenish your seed supply every year and they don't allow you to, then unless you have these heirloom seeds, then you're not going to be able to plant another crop for the next year. And you're, in essence, out of luck. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, the funny thing is that in Africa, you know, the people haven't been taking the vaccinations from the UN anymore because they know those are bad. They're basically using GMO seeds and viruses, live viruses in the seed to use as a vaccination. So you never know when your Uncle Ben could be actually a vaccination.
Yeah, watch out for the rice, boys. John in Iowa, thank you for patiently holding. You're on the program. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Hello. How are you this evening?
You're doing well, and yourself?
I'm all right. This has been an interesting topic of conversation. Although I must say that elderly gentleman that called earlier gave me quite a little chuckle because I must have misunderstood him because I thought he said that that our politicians seem to have a low mortality rate. It got me thinking that, you know, we do have a heck of a lot of really old politicians in power.
Well, guys like Kissinger, you know, they've got those life extension drugs going on, and I guess that, you know, that's what they have to say. And you have these people just seem to be growing older and older.
Yeah, I can't believe how decrepit some of these guys look. I mean, I'm sure they're, you know, rather proficient at their job. It's just, man.
Well, actually, they're not proficient at doing their job. Their job is to support and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and, they've not done either.
Well, you know, within the reason of their reasoning, you know, I suppose they're proficient.
Within their manual, I get it. I understand.
But,
Michael, comment?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you look at Rockefeller and many of these people like Bird, I mean, these guys want that singularity post-human, life extension technology, where basically they strip your biological parts and basically you just have a brain and cybernetic implants where everything is controlled by electricity from your brain. They want to live forever, so that they can make sure that they keep a good eye on the population. But, you know, our government, like you say, according to the Constitution, they're definitely not fulfilling that. But what their plan is to get money from these lobbyist groups and continue to get their money and hold on to their power.
Yeah. John, anything else?
Well, I was just wondering, you were discussing these heirloom seeds, and you know, what companies are left that actually do provide seeds and are you know, sort of holding the beachhead, as it were?
That's a good question. I've been looking into this because I wrote a couple articles on the subject. As far as I know right now, they DuPont and Monsanto control probably 60% of the market. I'm going to see if I can look into that because I think everyone needs to know that information and get seeds for themselves for the coming problems that this country will have.
Yeah, there are places online, John, that I do know that have heirloom seeds. You know, you can do a Google search because I can't think of a site right offhand, but I've been to two or three sites online that have those seeds. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking if this problem gets much worse, you know, back in the 80s when AIDS was you know just coming out, and a lot of these drug manufacturers were refusing to make any kind of drugs to treat AIDS. There was a number of gay AIDS activists that broke into these companies and stole the patents and threatened to publish them if they didn't start manufacturing them. I wonder if maybe a similar vein of thought might be in order if they continue with this line of aggression.
Michael?
It's possible. I just don't like the fact that literally they're making a doomsday sea vault for themselves. And, you know, right now we have food banks closing down because of lack of supplies. And we're going through this recession and stagflation. And things are not looking good on our end, but they're taking care of themselves. I mean, I've seen articles where the Rockefellers are meticulous about what they eat and what goes into their bodies, but they're not really concerned with us.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, after all, it's them and not us. And, as a matter of fact, what is it? David Rockefeller, David Rothschild, tends his own farm and grows his own cattle and stuff. And I would assume that the entire family has pick of that, and they know exactly what's going into it.
Oh, absolutely. They know, what's going on. But the fact is that, you'll never find out by watching ABC, CNN, or Fox News. They won't tell you what's really going on and basically how food's being taken out of people's mouths.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of seed companies out there for heirloom seeds. One place to go to is heirloomseeds.com.
Okay.
And that'd be a good place to start, and that's from Catherine in the chat room there.
You know, that's the beauty of farms. They're not portable, and if these individuals are having their own farms, I would assume they'd better make darn sure they're well protected, because some of us may just decide to raid them.
Well, and that's a definite possibility. I mean, that's like where people that are going to raise their own food inside of a city have to be very keenly aware and not basically advertise the fact that they have this. Same thing with somebody with solar power or an extra generator and a fuel supply to fuel it.
That's kind of ridiculous. We end up basically part and parcel along with these, pot, heads that are growing, little pot plants in their closet. We've got to secretly grow tomato plants and eggplants and such. That's real ridiculous.
Well, but let me tell you this. They have a technology now that they can go up and down the street, and with this technology, they can look into your garage or wherever and see that you are growing plants, and they can come in and raid you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I mean.
Yeah, look into the tetrahertz, they call them T-rays, tetrahertz rays, and look into the AS&E back scanner van, and you'll find out everything you need to know.
Yeah, Michael, it's even filtered down to local police departments.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. DARPA created a handheld system that you can hold up to your eyeballs using these T-rays and see through everything. I mean, they're using it in Iraq.
Wow. Well, incredible.
That's the beauty of technology. Every piece of technology has its weakness. It's just
right.
A question of finding it.
That is true. Yeah, everything will have its weakness. Camera in the house, hey, it's a great place to stick a hat.
Yeah.
John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You have a great night. I mean, there's a bunch of different sites here. Seedsavers.org, rareseeds.com, amishlandseeds.com, heirloomacresseeds.com, and victoryseeds.com. And if somebody from the Army and sales staff is listening, I think you ought to write those down and get them on here as a sponsor.
I mean, that can be used in a free market situation, just like gold coins and cigarettes and such. I mean, that's going to be vital in the future.
Oh, yeah. And there's something, somebody growing tobacco, for cigarettes and that type of thing. I mean, because, again, you're going to come down to toilet paper, liquor, and cigarettes as the big commodity, but also food.
I mean, the UN themselves in a recent report talked about how in the future there'll be food wars and actually wars over water.
Right. Right. Because again, they control the water supply.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, I mean, all this modernization in the end, you know, where for many years we thought it was a great and wonderful thing, in the end, it's going to be turned back to and used against us.
Yeah, that's the sad part is that, you know, right now they're making sure that they're well taken care of, you know, just as when the bottom drops out of the economy and everything goes haywire in this global economy, and, you know, people will be caught unawares.
Yeah, indeed. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Be careful of heirloom seeds. They were brought out by, I think, the company that makes Mars candy bars.
Oh, really?
Yes. And a few weeks ago, did you know that they were putting food, I think it was MREs, in the caves again? They did this in 2000. They had three shifts going. They would take semi-loads of MREs into the caves somewhere out in the Midwest, salt caves or something, and they did this again. They've been doing this again recently.
Wow. So have you heard anything about that, Michael?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, this is twice now. They did it in 2000, and they're doing it again. Maybe the salt ate up their MREs. Wouldn't that be funny?
I need to find a back door into that salt cave.
Yeah, but yeah, this one man told in 2000, he said they were just trucking them three shifts a day, steady, back in 2000.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. You know, again, it's them against us, and they've got the foreknowledge of what they want to do, and we're behind the eight ball here, trying to wake more people up that critical mass.
One thing you have to understand, young people. There is nothing new under the sun.
That is right.
And it doesn't matter what they do. They think they're going to live forever. Look at Poppy Bush. I guess he has glaucoma, and you never hear about Babs Bush anymore. What's going on with her, you know? But when George Bush was sworn in the first time, I looked at the Congress and that, and I says, oh, my God, it's the Politburo, all old men.
Yeah.
Her back then. Hardly any young blood in our Congress.
No, it's all the same old group of folks, and the people that have been at the helm of this country have been out of the been basically cut from the same cloth, and that's that Bush and Harriman cloth that has wreaked havoc on our country for the last 60 years.
Okay, one little tip: I will teach the people how to make soap. They will never have to buy soap again.
Okay.
And it's very easy. No cooking, no lye or anything. Good clean soap. Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm done.
No, I thought you were going to make soup.
Oh,
soap
no, not right now. I'm not going to tell you, but I mean when I just got done making some more cookies tonight, and I'm all in but the shoelaces, but when I was listening, I had to tell about the what's going on with the food and
You made it. Now what kind of cookies did we make tonight? Because you had everybody hungry last night.
Well, tonight I did the kolaches, and I got to do more. And we mixed up a bunch of chocolate chip, loaded with chocolate chips, lots of cholesterol.
Carol, you are pure evil in the kitchen. Pure evil.
I thought if I had your address, and I would send you some peanut butter fudge.
Well, if you'll hold on the line, I'll let Manny give you my address here in just a second, and you can do just that.
Okay, and then one other thing. I got to send you some of my oatmeal cookies. Back in the 90s when Slick Willie was president, my brother worked at the post office in Erie, and the men loved the oatmeal cookies. They gave me $5 a dozen for the cookies, and I haven't had anybody that doesn't like them yet. And I'll send you a few of those.
Well, I just gave Manny my address, and when we're done here, he'll put you on hold, and he'll give you my address off the air, and I would love to sample some of your fine treats.
Okay, all right. Well, okay, I don't want to tell you about the soap making right now because I gotta, like I said, I gotta find my little book.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
well, we look forward to it.
So that's
a teaser for everybody then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. See,
there's so many things out there to teach them.
Right, there
yeah,
is.
I'm from the old school.
Well, I'm glad you are, because I'm looking forward to that peanut butter fudge.
Okay. You want nuts in it?
No.
Plain?
Just plain old peanut butter fudge. Let that sugar melt in my mouth.
Okay. Will do.
Oh, all right, Carol.
All righty. Bye-bye.
You have a great night. Yeah, I'm jonesing for food on the radio. Hey, well, you got to do what you got to do. Times are about to be tough, folks. And I didn't know that about the one company that she had mentioned. But you know, it is going to be increasingly more difficult to find ways to either feed yourself or even the water. You know, again, is going to be a trouble, especially with so many people in cities. You can't exactly go digging a well in your backyard.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, I'm looking here at a report here. It says world's poor threatened by rising food prices. It says the world food situation, it says global food demand and prices are likely to rise, threatening the livelihoods and nutrition of poor people in developing countries. And this report was created by the very same people with the Rockefellers who created that doomsday food vault. So they know what's going down. And yeah. At the same time, you know, they're taking care of themselves.
Yeah, final segment around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. Jonesing for peanut butter fudge.
You got me
back in a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Segment here on the Midnight Rider. Glad you're with us tonight. Our guest is Michael Vail with thought-criminal.org and a late caller here, Leo in Massachusetts. Welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. I was, as long as you're on the topic of food and stuff, there's another possibility about how aluminum gets into the system.
Okay.
From what I understand, that there's one of the inert ingredients in toothpaste to make it white is aluminum silicate. Pretty scary, eh?
Yeah, the deodorant loaded with the deodorants they sell is loaded with aluminum as well.
Yeah, that goes right into your pores.
Yeah.
And so, I could not imagine using regular toothpaste.
I don't.
No. I use just straight baking soda and peroxide, and that's it.
Even charcoal is pretty good too.
Yeah.
That's in many countries. That's the basic toothpaste, and it really works pretty well.
Sure does. But,
I noticed you. I knew the first time I called up. I noticed you have a lot of WPTRN programming.
Well, that's on TruthNet Radio. This program's originating from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and that's what you're on right now is both on TruthNet Radio and the Republic Broadcasting Network. But this is your first time calling.
Yeah, first time for this one, but I looked up and saw who the callers were. Also, the net needs a little fixing. I tried getting the show host, and it wouldn't come up. It said warning.
Warning, huh?
And then I put up show archives. I got a really limited archive. And
I will get on the guy who takes care of that over there.
All right.
I'll beat him about the head and shoulders profusely. Thanks, Leo. You have a great night.
All right.
Bye-bye now. Michael, there's so much that we didn't get to cover tonight because we got into this fascinating conversation about the food supply and population. Would you be willing to come back for round two tomorrow night?
Sure, absolutely.
Excellent. So we'll come back tomorrow night and talk some more on this. But let's put a final cap on the food here. The way that the food's processed, with the bleach, the bleaching of the flour, and that type of thing. So many people get lung cancer just because of the way we process our wheat and other things that, it just seems like the more technology grabs hold of our food, the less nutritious it is for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, everybody's, going to make Frankenfood and, buying your burger or whatever have you, getting no nutritional value whatsoever, but still gaining weight from it. But getting nothing from it, and you keep eating, and you don't get any nutrition whatsoever. I mean, people get still getting rickets these days, for God's sakes, and people shouldn't be having rickets, for the last 40, 50 years.
And it's coming back in a big way. Michael, I appreciate you coming on the program tonight. Give us your website again, and we'll talk with you tomorrow night.
www.thought-criminal.org, and it's been a pleasure.
Pleasure as always. So we'll talk with Michael tomorrow night again on the program. We'll dig into more of this technology. There's just so much coming out that we didn't get to get into tonight. But a fascinating discussion. And that's the thing about the show. It goes where it goes. But the one thing it demonstrates is that technology is being used in nearly every area of our lives. And what's also interesting is that the old technology that people used for so many years that was abandoned is now, in essence, a new technology for so many people. And it looks like we're going to have to educate ourselves about that old new technology very rapidly. Folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Back tomorrow night. We'll talk more technology. God bless everybody. See you later.